Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitabit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Vitabit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitabit Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Black Talk Radio. 9:08 a.m. for you guys all over the world. It'll be starting to program here soon. For the true sneakers, I am Nata Mikachu. And it's Verpo. So, good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry. I am Nasa Mikato. Dennis Airpo, so you guys are pretty out there with the program on Filipinos in radio. Today, basically, we're going to be giving you guys an update here today on July 27, 2015, 9:08 a.m. Well, 9:09 now. We're going to give you guys a situation on the update on the location from Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, for the Truth Seekers. Call number 657-383-0568 for you guys. That was around if you guys can use an in access code number to call in too. On July 24th, 2015, Broadcast Music Incorporated voted me out of the offices, stated as, and the notice from Broadcast Music Incorporated, after years of me trying to get BMI to pay the royalties to me in my company, not 1 cent was paid out to me. That's the Mikate by Matalinga Radio Network. So most likely what is going to happen is they're going to get fined, sanctioned for what they had done, or the government's going to let them slide and continue to have them break the law. I did actually had researched them, and every single complaint that's been noted from the public has been noted from them about BMI. So basically what happened is that BMI is a thief of their own, and basically they're trying to get money out of other people and like bands and companies and stuff like that. But basically, in reality, is that they need to pay the royalties instead. The bands, the artists, companies do not need to be paying BMI. It's BMI that you pay them. So basically, what I put in this thing here basically is the wage theft. Basically, they have never paid. Or racism. When you get back to an immigrant. I did do a research on BMI and found out that BMI is a criminal and guilty on all counts, including murder, bank fraud, money laundering, and including forcing people suicide. This program is used for educational purposes to make an awareness of Broadcast Reason Incorporated fraudulent enterprise, just like Enron, but much more extreme. After a full investigation of both BMI and the public does state the truth, there will now be a series filmed on behalf of the truth seekers to provide you every single piece of evidence and every single piece of notation, which was actually obtained illegally by cyber stalking, cyber bullying, and a host of other crimes. This program is being based on a true story for the truth seekers being produced by me, Nathan Mikatu, by Republic International and International Video Tokyo. It'll be produced on behalf of this case. It is an hour and 30-minute program being used to educate the public of the dangers of Broadcast Reason Incorporated and other issues. As you guys remember, that Broadcast Reason Incorporated did actually block my Twitter. Broadcast Reason Incorporated did actually block my Twitter and had me doing their Twitter. So, in return, I did block them as well. Sioux Falls Police Department of Sioux Falls, South Dakota also blocked my tweets, and I did the same to them as well. Thanks to the fact that Sioux Falls Police Department is in part of the investigation, being that there was a case filed with the Sioux Falls Police Department in which they didn't do anything in this case. I did actually tell Marty Jackley that he was actually being investigated for his situation as well. Marty Jackley was also blocked from viewing my tweets. Marty Jackley has been noted in this case. Thanks to the fact that the case was actually submitted to the state of South Dakota, thanks to the fact that the Sioux Falls Police Department wouldn't do anything. So, that was the reason why I had submitted the case to Marty Jackley in the state of South Dakota. The student part of the case was never addressed from Sioux Falls Police Department. That's the reason why this case was submitted to the state of South Dakota. And due to the fact that the state of South Dakota did nothing either, and due to the fact that the state of South Dakota had knew that there was actually two case numbers in this case, one on behalf of Wesley Carey's death, and the other case pertaining to Montelingo Radio Network. And then the fact is about this, I have been getting a lot of emails. I've been getting a lot of other situations. Been watching a lot of other things throughout the nation, the United States, and worldwide. And been witnessing everything. I've been tracking, tracing, noting every single piece of emails in threatening Wesley Carey, exposing every single piece of evidence to their local police, and making sure they got arrested for what they are doing. The company does have a zero-tolerance policy of cybercrime. This includes for the police department and other agencies. Mainly the fact that Wesley did commit suicide is the reason why I am here. See, 20 minutes in the program. On July 24th, 2015, well, let's see, when did I send that notice out? I sent the notice out on June 8th. 2015 to Broadcasters Incorporated. 1 month later, they voted me out of office. And my notice of BMI does say that, thanks to the fact that they will not pay me, only option for them to do is to remove me. That's exactly what the notice says. Translated in Chinese, translated in Tagalog, translated in Japanese. I am Multilingo, the CEO of Multilingo Radio Network and Republic International. I am the one behind the company. I do have GPS capabilities, thus when you guys hack my IP address, you are tracked. You can be trackable. So, bottom line is I've been trying to get Mid-Continent to listen to me as well. Mid-Continent did not want to listen to me either. Mid-Continent does know that my IP address has been hacked after getting after them. Finding out they've been lying. They said that they were tracked and traced to someplace out of state. They were tracked and traced someplace out in the middle of the ocean. My advice to you, Mid-Continent. If you do not know what is going on, you don't know what the truth is, don't be saying anything. I do track everybody. In this case, by GPS. I did explain that to you on Twitter, in which I had exposed the tweet. Block Talk Radio is the company which I use for Block Talk Radio, for talk radio purposes only. Affiliated is Commerce Incorporated, copyright 2012-2015. 16 minutes in the program. In 2013, you guys, I heard the whole story between this whole thing. The reason why this whole thing's happening to you is because of what you guys are doing. Many of the public in the public sector had made threats to Wesley Carey, putting him down, being racist, trying to be a dictatorship, telling him what to do, and all this other stuff. As I said before, this company does have a zero tolerance policy. So if any emails come in threatening Wesley in any way, shape, or form, if you put it to your local official, you will be arrested. Think of the fact that Wesley did commit suicide in 2013. Bottom line is, Multilingual Radio Network and Republic International is a government agency. That is how we can track you by GPS. That is how we know everything. I did get done talking to someone on Google Plus today, basically stating my situation. He is with the United Kingdom, Belfast, Ireland, Galway, stating the purpose on behalf of Angela Himalaya. Johnny, who is actually in the military, the Royal Forces in the UK, has been noting this case as well. Johnny has been looking into the case as well as I have. I have been also been receiving some emails from the United Kingdom via Facebook, and I have not returned any messages. I have not have any friend requests since that day. There has been two or three people who sent me friend requests from the UK who are actually a part of the government there, in which I had to turn down because it's not an official Facebook. It was not verified. Thus forcing me to decline them. On the aspect of the email tracking, we do have GPS capabilities as well on behalf of the email tracking. If there's any suspicious emails sent to any email boxes, we do report those as a threat. If it looks like spam, it's actually reported as a threat. There's this other guy who actually is also in the military in the United States, who's in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston area, who has actually been emailing me as well. His email has been blocked. I was actually watching the Federal Aviation, you know, the plane tracking website, and I saw the plane from Dallas Fort Worth circling through the fall. You guys probably remember remember hearing the the fighter jets that were dropping these six Sioux Falls? That was them. After extensive research in that case as well, stated the notation of RPM derived out of Dallas Fort Worth. And the bottom line is, basically, that is the aspect of this whole thing, is that I have been noting, watching, taking video. You probably guys didn't realize that I was watching everybody, right? I was watching the whole country. Watching the whole world, basically. With the dispute between China and the Philippines, China will be declaring war on the Philippines. With the dispute between Russia and the United States, Russia will be declaring war on the States. With the Cuban dispute between Cuba and the United States, Venezuela will be declaring war on the States. Thanks to the fact that there is no payments made to my company, Multilingual Radio Network, of which every single country has seen the whole case unfold. Of which I had exposed multiple times. 10 minutes in the program. The hour and 30-minute program pertaining to the Truth Seekers is being produced on behalf of this case. The hour and a half program is being noted, and I have 1 month to complete it. There is no money involved in this case, being to the fact that I have no bank account. I did, however, obtain information for Republic International of their banking information, which was actually put on my BMI account at the time, and someone had removed that information. That has been kept as evidence. That has been kept as a part of this case. So there's actually two screenshots, one before and one after, as you can see. 9 minutes in the program. After emailing Johnny, go back to that location there. After emailing Johnny, or talking with Johnny, out of the United Kingdom, I had actually said to him, basically, to the fact that I am no longer working for our Broadcasters Incorporated. And that's the fact that the United States is possibly going to be going to war. And martial law. I had a brief conversation with Johnny, sending him the confirmation from Broadcasters Incorporated. And the letter I had sent with the barcode from me to them. Much of my documentation, the documents I send, is barcoded. Both with two different barcodes. One barcode for the United States Postal Service. And one barcode for the business. Confirmation of the address. Those barcodes are incorporated as such and is used for tracking purposes. Without further ado, any further questions? Any further notations from anybody else? The program will proceed. The documentary, which will be produced on behalf of this case, is now being commenced. And will be filmed. There will be no further radio programs until the program of the For the Truth Seekers is found and uploaded to YouTube. The content is rated TVMA for mature audiences only. Strong language is noted. We were trying to talk about the trailer for the whole thing, but we are not going to do it due to the fact that it is based on a true story. Six minutes in the program. One last update before I go. I will be talking to some people on two other movies contributed by me, not to be Nico Kimikatsu, aka Dennis Orpel, which is my real name. One movie animated called Name of the Cat, or Nina Cat in Japanese, Nico Nina. And another movie, which is still in decision factor, and you will be updated as soon as it's available. After Silence is also being noted. It has been pitched and is being looked over. Without further ado, if there's no other questions, anything like that, you know my Twitter, Janice Orpel. We can go to Real Talk Media, WPMINT World, for the tweet. You can also go to WPMINT.TwilightParadox.com is the website to go to. JPNK.TwilightParadox.com. And of course, Multilingual Radio Network. Now, Multilingual Radio Group. Arigato.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitavit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vitabit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitabit Show in diretta su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.